It's time for Tales of Lincoln County with your host, Shannon LaFave from the Humane Society.
Howdy, y'all. Happy New Year and welcome to Tales of Lincoln County here on KRUI this Saturday morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, so we have some different faces with us today. This is kind of fun. Chris Shows, our shelter manager, has joined us for all the important stuff. Chris, what's going on at the shelter?
Good morning, everybody. We got a lot going on. Just kind of give you guys a rundown of how our year has been. So our total intakes this year is 1,012 animals.
Holy smoke.
That's quite a bit for a small shelter. On the good side, though, our total adoptions for the year is 362. We were able to transfer out 248 animals and return to owner 177. I know a lot of people ask about our transfer program and where they go, but, you know, we've made connections with quite a few rescues, not just in the state, but, you know, Colorado, Utah, you know, a couple of different places. And they've really come through and helped us out and helped us with our numbers and getting these animals out to loving homes.
Well, and it really is an amazing process too, Chris, how they'll go to our website and check out our animals, the cats and dogs, and select who they would like for us to bring.
Yes, exactly. And there's a lot that goes into it, not just, you know, them picking, but, you know, paperwork and behind the scenes. And we have some wonderful volunteers that help us out with transport and getting them out to where they need to go.
Well, now, I understand they also have to have health certification.
They do. There are certain vaccine requirements, health certifications, testing, you know, not just dog testing and people testing, but, you know, certain blood tests. And so there's a lot that goes behind the scenes. And
so that's a lot for y'all. But I guess it makes it a lot easier on the other end, on the accepting end.
It does. It really does. And it helps get animals out quicker. Mm-hmm. They're not there at their rescues very long. They're out and adopted very quickly. Gotten quite a few updates that a lot of the animals we've transferred have been adopted right away, or even before they get there, they're adopted.
That's amazing.
It is. It's very, very helpful.
That's amazing. Well, that's awesome. Okay, now you touched on this. You touched on our volunteers helping out with all of this. There is always so much going on.
There really is.
At the shelter and the shop. How does it all get done?
You know, we have some, you know, great staff at both places and stuff, but we have some amazing volunteers that come in and help, you know, on their free time. You know, they go to the shop and help out over at the resale shop, getting stuff set out, cleaning shelves, sorting through, you know, stuff that comes in. They come up to the shelter. They help the staff with walking animals, cat cuddling, you name it.
And today, our special guest is one of our very own HSLC volunteers. Desmond Milvenen is a full-time realtor and a full-time Humane Society volunteer. Desmond, thanks for being here.
I'm happy to be here.
Okay, what made you want to volunteer? Where did that come from?
Well, you know, my office, okay, this is a shameless plug, Mountain Home Properties, once a year we have a volunteer day, and we close the office, and we decided to come to the Humane Society. So we went, and we had an orientation, and we spent the afternoon there. In fact, one of my coworkers actually adopted a dog from that day. I was so impressed with A, how it was run, B, how clean it was, and C, just the community involvement in the Humane Society. So I did that for a day and really loved it. And then there's a friend in town that I don't see very often. So I call her up and I said, hey, let's start walking dogs together.
Great.
And so we would meet once a week. And we'd walk dogs together. It was a chance for us to catch up. It was a way to be outside, get exercise, and love on dogs and cats.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, you touch on one day a week is your time at the shelter.
That was.
Okay.
That was. So I did that, but then it just really, you get so attached to the dogs and the cats. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be more part of their life. Once a week wasn't enough. So I started going whenever I could. You know, you might have an hour here or 2 hours here or whatever, and I would just go. That's great. And it doesn't matter how long you're there, even if you only walk one dog or cuddle one cat.
Right.
So I try to do it as much as I can now. I make it part of my schedule.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, you also said you walk dogs, you cuddle cats. What all do you do at the shelter when you're there for, say, 2 hours or more? What all do you do?
Well, it depends. Usually you go in and you see the staff is really great about saying, okay, here are the adoptable dogs to walk. And they tell you the kind of the temperament of each dog.
Nice.
So if you are a little more intimidated by a big dog that might pull a little bit, they will let you know that. Mm-hmm. So you can go look at the board, see he needs to go out that day, and kind of work your schedule according to that. So sometimes you'll take them for a walk. Sometimes you'll take them out in the, there's multiple play areas at the Humane Society.
Right.
And sometimes you'll throw the ball. Sometimes we have one now, Bucky, who just wants to sit by you and you rub his big head. I mean, you know, it just depends on what that animal wants at the time.
Right.
And so I don't know. Sometimes you'll just go in and play with puppies.
Well, and you know, you say something really important. It depends on what they want at the moment.
Right.
That is so important because if I want to go and get some exercise myself by running around in the play yard with the dogs and they just want to sit and have their head scratched, I have to pay attention to that.
Right. Right. Because it's about them.
And our volunteers are very good about paying attention to that.
Yes.
Okay. So another plug for us. There's a, we have a WhatsApp chat with all of or most of our volunteers, and they update each other on progress that the dogs are making. They'll send photos or videos and update on what's going on.
And just to talk about a dog. Okay, I took out Frank today, and he was a little bit skittish, but he's a lover. You know, so we can update the group on kind of the progress of the dogs. Because right. Some of the dogs will come in really scared and timid.
Yep.
And then the more they work with the staff and the volunteers, you see them coming out of their shell. You see yeah. them becoming who they need to be.
And this helps, you know, all around at the shelter, not mm-hmm. only to help us find the correct adopters, but, you know, when transferring. You know, when mm-hmm. we transfer an animal, the volunteers play such a key role on giving us that information.
Right.
You know, so when I have a potential adopter come in, you know, I can say, you know, my volunteers noticed this, this, and this. And it really helps. And we, like she said, they get to see their true personality and see their activity level and see right. what their comfort is. And so that helps not just the animal that moment, but long term.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What is one of what you would think, Desmond, a success story that you have seen?
Okay. There's a couple of things that's made my heart sing.
Good.
Just flat out. There was a dog there that we all know and love, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jake came in, he had lost his owner. He had lost his sister. And he was so timid. You'd take him out and he wouldn't even lift his tail. And we saw him grow throughout the weeks. And he just, everybody loved him. I mean, I was obsessed with him. I was talking to everybody I knew trying to find him the right home. And so I happened to go in one day to volunteer. And I saw Jake walking out. And I said, what's going on? They said, he's being adopted. I said, can I go say goodbye? Well, I had a chance to talk to the person that was adopting
him. Oh, wonderful.
And she had lost her dog. And she had some cats. And she said, Jake spoke to me from our website. By the way, if you all haven't seen our Facebook page, I got to say, it's amazing.
Right.
And she said she saw him and he spoke to her. And it was such a love match. And we both hugged and said goodbye to Jake, but it was meant to be. And then the other day, there was another stray that just came in named Flower. And she was very timid, but loved to be petted. And I saw her just sitting with someone in the play yard, and they were just loving on each other, and they went home together.
Yep.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Yes.
It is. It is. And, you know, it's so fortunate when our volunteers spend so much love time with all of these animals. Mm-hmm. And then they get to actually see them go to their forever homes.
Right.
They get to see the full circle. You know, they get to see them mm-hmm. when they come in and when they're scared and timid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the staff were trying to work with them and the volunteers will come back there and, even if it's just sitting with them for a few minutes so that they get right. used to somebody, getting mm-hmm. to see that full circle is very heart touching.
Have you had an opportunity to just sit with a litter of puppies? Just sit?
No, I've had a couple where it's been two puppies mm-hmm. together, but no, that would be, I would love that.
Oh, yeah.
I would love that.
Oh, yeah. Well, now we're talking a lot about volunteering at the shelter where the animals are, but we do have other opportunities.
We do.
So
at the resale shop,
right.
we can always use volunteers over there helping, you know, with the staff down there. Mm-hmm. You know, they do their best and work hard to get all those items out. And, you know, and I don't know if everybody realizes that resale shop is what keeps the shelter going.
Truly 60%, right? Of our
yes.
income.
Yep.
So just today we got a shipment of teddy bears in. So a big box. Someone must have had a teddy bear collection. They're pristine and just adorable. So
yep.
go on down to the resale shop if
there
you're
you
into
go.
Teddy bears. Right, because things come in and they're sorted back in our sorting room, and then all the merchandising out on the floor.
Yeah.
So, for instance, with the sippin' shop that was earlier in December, gosh, we had...
I found some treasures.
Oh, I know it, right?
I found some treasures.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
And in fact, I had some people over last night, and I showed them some glasses and said, I got this at the Humane Society resale.
So, but we had so many volunteers running yeah. around, helping out, putting stuff out on the floor for purchase. So, you know, if you want to support animals, but you're allergic or, you know, not your bag to sit with them or walk them, you can always volunteer at the resale shop. Man, we could really use your support there.
Yes, definitely.
You know, something that we don't talk about much is volunteers can also serve on committees. I mean, our board is super hardworking and serve on all of our committees, but volunteers can do that as well. Like, they can serve on the education committee, go to, you know, schools to read books to kids, things like that. Communication, work with us on
getting information out.
Right.
You know,
right.
with billboards and information that goes out everywhere. You
exactly.
know.
Like Bucky's on the billboard.
In Alto.
Alto Post Office.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. And even with events, we have so many fun events. We have, I'm going to say it wrong, WAG Fest with the village. So we're going to call on our volunteers to help us out at Wingfield Park with a parade and an ice cream crank off and all this stuff. Oh my goodness. And we have World Spay Day coming up. So we'll need people organizing and checking in patients. So yeah, all kinds of opportunities.
Or hiking with dogs.
That's
you know,
right.
a lot
yeah.
of the volunteers will take the dogs out and go
right.
on a hike, and it's such a treat for both parties.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Very true.
Yes, there's all kinds of stuff that, you know.
Right.
You know, like Shannon said, if you can't come in the shelter or resale shop, we do right. have behind the scenes help that we need.
Right. Well, and we also have fostering animals, and a couple of our animals recently were out on foster with the potential to adopt and did indeed get adopted.
Yes.
So there's always, you know, that possibility that if someone doesn't want to have a forever family member, they can foster and help to socialize, help an animal learn how to be a good house member.
Definitely.
Chris, what are some of the requirements for fostering?
If you're interested in fostering, we do ask that you come in. If you have any current dogs in the household, we do ask that you bring them in. You know, that way we can find the right match and see who would be fitting into that foster home at that moment. We have some paperwork that you fill out. We make sure these animals go out and have, you know, their first vaccine, they're microchipped. Dogs will have collars, leashes, harnesses. We'll give you some food, you know, some direction. Maybe a dog is just real timid and needs somebody to sit with, or somebody that, you know, a dog that's real active. You know, we try to match up, you know, mm-hmm. a good foster home with that animal. So
mm-hmm.
help them, you know, get some more information on them. How are they in a home life?
Right. I know I've got a situation with Mystic right now. She had a health issue and had a surgery, and she is recovering. quite nicely, actually. And she was a good hiker with our hiking group and will be once again after her physical therapy. But again, another thing that fosters can do, just keep an animal out of the shelter for recuperation because it can be stressful.
It is. And, you know, we do get in new mamas, you know, with, you know, kittens or puppies and stuff like that. And sometimes, you know, getting them out of a shelter, raising a puppy in a shelter is always, you know, not an ideal situation. And they have a quiet place to just grow up. Then that's very helpful as well.
So to become a volunteer, and all of this that we've talked about today falls under volunteerism. To become a volunteer, and Desmond touched on this, she came in and did you have any training?
When you go in there, the staff is excellent about giving you an orientation so you know where to get your supplies, how to look up the dogs, their temperament, and they're always there to help you. Like if you take out two dogs at what time that are approved to be out at the same time, they'll help you bring one out. So there's always support for you as a volunteer. Okay.
And there's also a training video on our website. So if someone fills out the application on our hslcnm.org website, you can actually fill out the application, watch the volunteer video, and then come in for an orientation. Now, typically orientation is on Thursdays, but, you know, if that is not a convenient time for you, our volunteer coordinator will contact you for a convenient date and make sure that you are comfortable and well-equipped to come and volunteer, because the last thing any of us want is for someone to be uncomfortable with one of the processes. Has there anything that you've been uncomfortable with, Desmond?
No, in fact, there was a training every Saturday.
Yep.
Anne was doing a training for us.
Right.
And so until I had that training, that really helped me, because she told you how to look at the dog, what to expect, how to get them out of their
guest
cages, their rooms. And that was very helpful. And we had it, what, three or four Saturdays in a row.
That was great.
And I thought it was great.
And that was another volunteer of ours that volunteered her time to come in and do that.
Right. An animal trainer who's...
Yeah. That was awesome.
You know, and talking about, you know, volunteers and stuff, I want to give a shout out to... You know, we've got some amazing groomers in our community, and they've been volunteering their time and getting our animals groomed and getting them looking their best and ready for adoption day, too.
Connie at Thundering Paws just put online that she wanted to get her hands on who?
Pandora.
Oh, I saw her today. Yes.
To take Pandora to get Pandora beautified.
Yes.
We also have a new groomer. Please forgive me if I get this wrong. I believe it's Doso Grooming up on Meacham. She will be grooming a dog for us soon.
Right.
And then we also have
Underdog
Grooming.
Amazing.
That helps
yes.
out. So, yes, we've got quite a few groomers that are, you know, coming in and volunteering their time and expertise to get these animals looking great.
Yeah. And because they are volunteering their time, effort, their services, we want to encourage our amazing village community to take advantage of them as well. Take your pets to these groomers. They're just so amazing with our animals.
They really are.
So I know that we kind of missed the snow this last week.
We did.
Thinking about weather changes, we're talking about all these activities that volunteers do outside. What are some safety concerns, some things we need to be aware of?
Some of the things you need to look for, and I think a lot of people don't really realize this, is, you know, we salt our driveways and sidewalks and whatnot. You know, we need to be real careful. And if you're walking your dog on there, you need to make sure you're cleaning their paws. The salt is not good for their paws and stuff. Also, you know, there are some dogs that, you know, don't like to be inside. You know, they're outside guardian dogs, or they're doing their job
outside, huskies.
You need to make sure that, you know, their homes outside are comfortable and warm. Some of the ways you can do that is having a good doghouse.
Right.
Insulating that doghouse with straw. It's very important.
Not blankets.
No blankets. If they get wet, they can freeze to the animal. You don't want to use actual hay because that can actually attract, you know, mice and whatnot and critters. We do have straw there at the shelter. You're more than welcome to come down and get a bag of straw.
Right.
Insulate those, and it's not just for dogs. You can do it for your feral cat colonies, your, you know, if you have outside cats, you know, Straw is a great insulator on keeping them warm so that they don't get that frostbite or cold. And sometimes this really, really cold weather is worse than having snow.
Right.
Yes.
And Chris mentioned the straw at the shelter. You know, we've had construction classes at the high schools build us dog houses. And some of those dog houses have gone to families that have outside dogs like a husky, you know, one of those dogs that really like to be out in the cold, which is great, but they still need some kind of shelter. So, you know, if you're struggling with how to keep your animal warm outside, do contact Chris or one of the shelter employees to find out how we might be able to support you. Like we say, we've got that straw and absolutely.
Yep. Any tips, you know, always want to make sure they have fresh water, plenty of food. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the things that are really important when they're outside all the time.
Chris, do we have anything online about animal safety on our website? I know that you've done lots of videos about.
We've added some on there, you know, with fencing and, you know, and stuff like that. So it's also important, you know, the winds are kicking back up. You know, I don't think we actually had a break from them. So, you know, another thing is to look at your fencing. You know, we're getting a lot of stray dogs because fences are being blown down again.
Righto.
Yep.
Okay. So we've talked about a lot today, our wonderful Lincoln County community. If you wish to volunteer, you hear it from Desmond, our one of
grab
our...
Grab a friend. Just grab a friend. Go out and check it out. I think if you haven't gone there, you will be so surprised. It's an amazing facility. And
it is.
Grab a friend and go walk a dog.
Absolutely. And you can go to our website, hslcnm.org, to apply online. And you will be contacted by our volunteer coordinator. And, yeah, come and see us. We have amazing end-of-year update from Chris on our numbers of animals in and out. Okay, everybody have a fantastic Saturday. Keep your ear out for more information about events we have coming up. And remember, as Kitey Thornton will always say,
adopt,
don't shop.
You've been listening to Tales of Lincoln County with Shannon and Abel on KRUI 1490 AM and 99.1 FM, The Mountain.